Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of the St. Neots podcast. This is a very special episode because we're looking at the Christmas concerts and we're going to hear from some of the performers and also some of the pieces that they played. We've got Betsy and Emma who did a duet. We've got some interviews with the chamber choir, the orchestra and the junior choir, and also examples of what they played. But first of all, here is the junior, senior and chamber choir singing A Christmas Welcome. Two girls from year five, and they're going to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Izzy.
Hi, I'm Lulu.
Okay, and girls, you're in the junior choir.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long have you been in the junior choir for?
About 2 years and one term.
Okay, do you enjoy singing in junior choir?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Why do you enjoy it so much?
Because I've always liked to learn how to sing, and just fun.
What songs are you singing in the concert?
We're singing a song called Shepherds Left the Flocks Astraying, Fed the Cat to the Mouse, The Tree of Light, Such a Tiny Child,
Let's Go.
And then we're just doing some other carols. We're doing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Hark the Herald Angels Sing,
and Oh Come All You Faithful.
Cool. So that's a lot of words to remember.
Yeah.
How do you find you learn them?
We just go over them a lot.
Yeah. Well, I've learned all my songs for junior choir, but and all the carol songs I know because we do them every carol concert and I just kind of know.
And we also have a programme saying the words for the carol concert.
Yeah.
What's your favourite song then that you're going to be singing?
Tree of Light. I like the Tree of Light.
Yeah, probably Tree of Light.
Izzy, are you going to be singing in the choir next year?
I hope so.
And Lulu, are you going to be singing in your new school?
Probably.
Well, thank you very much, girls. And here is one of the junior choir songs, which is called
Shepherds Left Their Flocks Astraying. Bye.
Hi there, my name is Danielle and I'm here again with Three Chamber Choir. Unfortunately, the fourth could not make it. But the other three are here and they will now introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Hi, I'm Gemma.
What songs in Chamber Choir do you sing?
We're singing I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus,
Winter Wonderland,
and a Gabriel's Message, which Lydia is doing solo in.
We're also doing the Shepherds of the Flocks Descant, and we're also doing Let It Snow.
Do you do other things in the concert?
Me and Emily are doing a cello duet with Miss Daniels, our teacher, doing a piano accompaniment.
And I'm doing, all the, orchestra songs.
Me and senior choir. Orchestra.
We're all in senior choir.
And
Sophie
then we're
and I
in
are
orchestra.
In
orchestra. And
so, how do you deal with illnesses to the throat?
Well, I have a sore throat. I wrap my scarf around it and I take lots of Strepsils. Well, what I do is, you see, I wake up in the morning and then I get sore throat. So I go downstairs and get a Strepsil. And then if it doesn't work, I go outside and I start screaming. And it actually does go away. You should try it, okay?
What good. I do is I get my dad makes this really nice honey and lemon hot drink. And it really soothes your throat. And I had it one night and my throat was like, bang, gone, vanished the next day. Do you have any tips for learning words?
Well, read them every day before you go to bed.
I just sort of don't look at them and I just remember them. Or you can make up a poem.
Do you think it is important to have a Christmas concert at school?
Well, yeah, because you're kind of celebrating Christmas with everybody in school. I think it's important because
we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, which was the 25th of December. And also because, yeah, we're doing it with all the school and it's a very celebratious time.
Thank you, girls, for spending your time with me. And yeah, you know.
Okay, let's sing. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Here is Chamber Choir
singing Winter Wonderland.
Girls from orchestra here, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Rosie.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Jules.
Rosie, how old were you when you joined?
I was in the last term of year 3.
Do you enjoy it?
I do a lot.
Anna, are there any songs in particular you like?
Well, I really like Bright Eyes because it's just one of the ones I enjoy.
Do you find it hard in any way?
I find it fun, more or less.
Do you have any tips for people who want to join orchestra, Jules?
Don't really be scared, because I was fairly new this year and I found it really tough at the beginning, but now I've settled in a bit more and I'm finding it easier.
How do you learn all the pieces for the Christmas carol concert?
All you have to do is practice them at home and turn up for practices at school.
Well, what's the most important thing to watch, Rosie?
The conductor.
Yes.
Otherwise, you can go out of time. Because the conductor might try to trick you, so they speed you up.
Yeah, and then they slow you down.
I'm sure it's not to trick you, I'm sure it's more for the dynamics of the piece.
No, but sometimes they do it in practice, kind of to get you alert.
To make sure you're watching.
Yeah.
Oh, what song are you doing?
Well, there's
carols.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
And not really. I suppose you enjoy that song particularly.
Yeah. One boy's doing the solo for the first verse of
Silent Night. Yeah. Is there any flute groups, violin, string groups?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Saxophone group, flute band. Flute group and string group.
Yeah.
And we're going to have probably, hopefully start a brass group.
Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting for
maybe,
you, won't it?
Possibly. Probably.
I'll play in that.
Yeah.
What instruments do you play, Anna?
I play the flute and the piano.
What do you play, Rosie?
Violin and trumpet.
What do you play?
I play the violin and the orchestra.
So here is the orchestra
playing Merry Christmas, everybody.
By Slade.
Bye-bye.
Mrs. Prescott, Head of Music at St. Neots, and I'm talking to Betsy and Emma about the duet they're singing for the Christmas Carol concert. Emma, what song are you singing?
We're singing Angel's Carol by John Rutter.
And how long have you been practising for?
Because there's some hard harmonies in it, and we've been doing it for about a month, I'd say, and a half.
What was the first song you ever sang in front of an audience? Betsy?
I sang Once in Royal David City in Year 2 as a trio with Daniel and Simran.
Okay, and Emma, your first song?
I was in a school play in Year 3 called The Little Poetry. I sang my first solo then.
Okay, are you doing any other songs in this concert?
We're doing a lot in chamber choir and in senior choir, so lots of words to learn.
What special skills do you need to be able to sing in a duet?
We need to connect and feel the song.
And we need to know, it's better if you know each other well, because then you kind of can interpret what the other person's going to do.
And then do you take these skills to the chamber choir, senior choir?
Yes, it helps once you've done it on your own to be able to cooperate into a group.
Good. Have you done any duets together before, or is this your first time?
We've done 2 duets before, and my favourite things, and Wind Through the Olive Trees.
But they weren't particularly in harmony, were they? So this is your first real harmony piece.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Betsy and Emma, and good luck in the concert.
Here is Betsy and Emma singing our duet, Angel's Carol.
Bye.
Bye.
Mary, I'd excuse this.
this special podcast of the Christmas concert. I hope you have enjoyed listening to the performances and the interviews given. To play us out today, here is the senior choir singing Do You Hear What I Hear? Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Shepherds left their flocks straying.
Say again.
Shepherds left their flocks straying.
What special skills do you need to be able to sing in a duet?
You need to be able to connect and feel each other's feelings.
Do you want to change the answer to that one? Yeah. What special skills do you need to be able to sing in a duet?
Bye. 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 15123.
Birth of Jesus, which is the...
That was it.
Two girls for spending your time wasting it on me. No, can we start that again?
Yeah. That was easy.